Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is there a certain protocol to follow when you try on clothes in a changing room? Are there rules into when you leave clothes in the changing room or put them back out on the rack? Because I got scolded by an attendant for what I did.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on The Mix, radio.com. Thank you if you're listening to The Mix on the app. That's how you can get us anywhere and listen on your phone. Radar, I can tell right now you don't go to a lot of fitting rooms. You just kind of buy your clothes and go home with them. Because the fact that you think what you did was okay tells me you have no idea what the etiquette is in a fitting room.
Right away. Now, that's twice now you've mentioned fitting room, not changing room. I say changing room.
Changing room is for diapers. The fitting room is for you're trying to get that glamorous outfit for your next big event.
I usually have, in the past, bought stuff, taken it home, tried it on, and I don't like it. But then I got to make another trip to the store, so my wife texted me right after the show the other day and said, just try it on at the store. Trust me, you'll thank me. Well, I kind of thanked her a little bit because I found one pair of pants, but I left everything else in the room, and then the attendant scolded me for doing that. Said I should have put it on the little rack on the outside of the fitting room. So I wanted to find out from you, obviously, at 414-799-1099. What do you do in that changing room, Sydney?
No, you should put them out on the rack, just like you do with your dirty clothes, with the hamper. You put them in the hamper, not next to it, right?
Yeah, that's the etiquette. You treat a dressing room like you treat your own bedroom. And unfortunately, I think we just saw what Radar does in his own bedroom.
He just drops
and expects his wife just to pick it up.
I didn't drop it. I hung them up on the little hangers and stuff. It wasn't perfect, but I just left them in there because I'm like, I don't know how to do this. But that's what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, you're supposed to bring them back out on the rack. There's actually usually signs that say that.
No,
need to be more signs if there's not, because I feel like a lot of people don't get that memo to take the stuff out of the fitting room. I'm glad you called in, though, Sydney, because you bring up a good point. Treat it like your bedroom.
Yep.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Jaleesa, so what do you think? Do you leave the clothes in the changing room, or do you put them on that little rack thing for the attendant?
Oh, no. We put it on the rack, and I only say that because I've been working in retail for 10 years. And it's always greatly appreciated when everyone takes all their clothes out, makes it easier for us to be able to put everything away, just have it nice and organized so there's an extra fitting room available. If everyone like left all the clothes in the fitting room, then we have a fitting room filled with clothes, and that's one room down that no one can go into.
I just figured that's what the attendant's for. They go in and start grabbing all the stuff and taking it out of there.
The attendants are there for a couple reasons. One, they're there to help you if you need a different size. They are there to make sure things are tidy and organized, but they're also trying to keep you from stealing items as well.
Well, right. That's why I left them in there. I didn't want her to think I was walking out with stuff.
A lot of times with, like, in retail, like, a lot of people will bring a ton of merchandise, and sometimes they'll just like bundle it up and have like hidden like tags and things like that, and it would be like a red flag for theft. But also, I always see it this way too. I mean, we're sales associate, we're customer service. I'm here to help assist you if you need any help, but I'm not here to clean up after people. I feel like at the end of the day, you know, we know our part. Like, you make a mess, clean it up. I have no problem cleaning up after people, but I have a feeling like it's expected. And if you have a question, you need to find something in a size or anything like that, I will gladly help you so it's not a big mess at the end of the day.
What about if I decided, you know what, I'll help out the attendant. Not only will I take it out of the changing room, I'll go put it back on the rack or the shelf. Is that something good to do?
That's even better.
Yeah.
Is it really?
It's totally not expected. Like, I hardly ever get that. But whenever someone's like, oh, no, I'll put it back, I'm like, oh, my gosh, thank you very much.
Yes, you get a gold star, Radar, if you do that.
Well, I'll have to try that next time. Thank you for shedding light on what to do in the changing room. So now, from now on, I think what I'll do is go ahead and I will help the attendant out. I'll actually put it on the rack. Or if I'm going to buy it, obviously, I'll walk out with it. But don't just leave it in the room.
It is what it is.
Absolutely.
All right.
Let me tell you, we'll definitely appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, Jaleesa, for calling in today.
Absolutely, guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.